和牧师认识。
That's the year I knew Pastor He.
在2023年的时候。
In 2023.
在这个 Ashbury 发生了一次大复兴。
There are great revivals in Ashbury.
我有幸到了现场。
So I was there.
看到了我之前从没有看到的景象。
I saw things that I never saw before.
成千上万的年轻人到 Ashbury 这个地方。
And hundreds of thousands of young people pour into Ashbury.
当时的场景让我大受震撼。
I was greatly shaken by it.
我无法用我之前学到的神学知识来去解释我所看到的东西。
But I could not interpret it from my old framework.
比如在这场大复兴开始的前七年，神就在全球各地兴起了仆人，在为这件事情祷告。
For example, the 7 years prior to this event, God has been stir up His servant and praying for this.
我也在当中认识了一个叫廖宏图的牧师。
So I knew a pastor named 廖宏图。
他当时是马来西亚神学院的一个神学教授。
He was a professor in the Malaysia Seminary.
他是一个很典型的宗教改革派的教授。
He was a typical reformer professor.
但神就要挑战他。
But God challenged him.
他用异梦的方式向他启示未来要发生的事情。
God gave him a prophetic dreams.
他在一个梦中，他梦到了一个校园，先是被火焚烧，后来被水冲洗。
So in his dream, he dreamed of a campus was burned by fire and washed by water.
最后，这个校园将要带来复兴。
So afterwards, the church will bring revival.
这个廖牧师刚开始不能够理解他所梦到的一切。
So Pastor Liu could not understand what that meant.
也不敢向学生和周围的人去解释这个异梦。
Then he could not explain to his students these prophetic dreams.
但是神在多次的感动下。
After multitude of time, God moved him.
在很多他的学生的鼓励下。
After students encouraged him.
他顺服了圣灵的带领，为这个学校祷告了七年。
And he became obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit and prayed for this campus for 7 years.
第七年的时候，上帝把他们家就带领到了 Ashbury 这个地方。
At the 7th year, God led him to Ashbury.
让他亲证见证他异梦当中所见的场景。
So he can witness live what he had dreamed before.
他才知道。那被水、被火烧、被水洁净，不是说这个学校要发生大火，而是人心要被神所洁净。
So made him realize it's not this campus will burn by fire, but the Holy Spirit goes to do the cleansing.
就像圣灵的火要烧尽我们里边的邪情私欲一样。
Like the fire of Holy Spirit gonna burn in our heart, take away sins.
当时我在阿斯伯里看到了很多我之前没有看到的神迹。
At the time, I saw many miracles I have not seen before.
很多的年轻人跪在那里为自己的罪痛哭悔改。
A lot of young people cry and bow down and repent.
甚至我看到了上帝医治了瘸子，让瘸子站起来行走。
Even so, I saw people a lame can stand up and walk.
这个Ashbury 的大复兴的浪潮席卷了整个世界，包括韩国、台湾和全世界各地的人都纷纷到 Ashbury 那里去。
So this wave of revival have extended to Korea, Taiwan, and other countries.
这个事情让我很兴奋。
This thing made me very excited.
但是也有很多让我不了解的地方。
It also puzzles me.
而且我也很害怕。
Also, I was in fear.
我担心自从 Ashbury 大复兴之后，我因为一些错误的理解就变成了一个异端分子。
So I was worried that people think I'm a different kind because of my experience.
我后来就听说有一个教会，因为教会当中有一个姊妹能够行医治的神迹，就把这个姊妹给赶出去了。
I heard the story one sister canperform miracles in the church, she was outcast.
我也担心被赶出去。
I worried about the same thing for myself.
但我想这正是撒旦的诡计。
I know this is the deviant plan from Satan.
我们要在不理解当中，这是在我们的破口当中去认识真理是怎样的。
Even though we don't understand, we'll try to find out what's the truth.
所以我开始去努力的学习《使徒行传》。
So I start diving in details to study the book of Acts.
我希望我们能够从谈灵色变的恐惧当中，走到依靠圣灵的喜乐当中。
I hope that we can, from the fear of mentioning the Spirit to the joy of relying on the Holy Spirit.
就是我们教会要从能够谈论圣灵的能力，在担心教会的分裂这种恐惧中，走到能够因着圣灵的启示，把我们从圣灵当中释放出来，能够得着圣灵的喜乐。
That is to be free from the bondage and the isolation of the worrying about church conflict or even division whenever the power of Holy Spirit is mentioned, to learn to rely on the great power of Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主，我们一起来学习《使徒行传》的第一章。
Glory to the Lord. Let's study Acts together.
今天没有时间讲这个，给你们留一个埋下一个伏笔。 希望有机会再给你们讲，这是一个神迹奇事。
This is a miracle, but I didn't have time to mention it today. I'll let you know detail later.
我们先读一下经文。
Let's read the chapter together.
在《使徒行传》1章1到2节。
In Acts, chapter 1, verse 1 to 2.
如果你没有圣经的话，你们可以自己打开哈。Okay,
if you have Bible, you can open your own Bible.
Yeah, 我的字做的太小了。我读你们听，提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵所吩咐所拣选的使徒以后，被接上升的日子为止。Most
excellent Cephalus. I have undertaken to write an orderly account for you, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have taught, concerning all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostle who he had chosen.
这里的前书就是路加福音。When
he talked about the formal book, it's the book of Luke.
它记录了从耶稣的出生。 到耶稣被接升天中间所发生的事情，which
covered the period of time from the birth of Christ to his ascension.
这印证了路加福音就是出自路加的手。This
confirmed that the book of Luke is the author is Luke.
路加写了路加福音和使徒行传。Luke
written Luke and Acts.
这是交给了同一个人，叫做提阿非罗。
So they given this account to the same person, Theophilus.
当时保罗可能已经被捕。Perhaps
that time Paul already in prison.
所以路加福音和使徒行传是路加写给提阿非罗为保罗做见证的书卷。So
the book of Luke and Acts are the testimony Luke wrote for Paul's behalf.
这两本书是不一样的。It's
two different books.
路加福音强调的是耶稣在地上所做的工作。
The book of Luke mentioned the life of Christ and the missionary work he did.
就是圣子的工作。
It's the Son of God.
使徒行传是路加记录圣灵在地上所做的工作。
The book of Acts recorded the Holy Spirit's ministry.
如果我们仔细阅读新约的书卷，
If we read the New Testament carefully,
我们会发现，《使徒行传》之后所有的书卷，除了腓利门书，其他都强调过圣灵。If
you read carefully, you will find out, except the book of Philemon, all the other books mention the work of Holy Spirit.
很多神学家喜欢把《使徒行传》叫做圣灵行传。Many
theologians they mention the book of Acts are the book of Holy Spirit.
虽然他一直在提到彼得。 保罗这些使徒做了些什么？但是他们所做的每一步都是圣灵在带领。
Although it recorded the mission ministries of Peter and Paul, but every event was led by the Holy Spirit.
第三节，他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久，向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
Verse 3, after his suffering, he presented himself alive to the apostles with many convicting proofs, appeared to them over a period of 40 days, and speak about the kingdom of God.
这里提到耶稣受难复活之后，用四十天的时间向人显现，留下了非常多的证据。
This passage mentioned that after Jesus' passion and resurrection, he appeared to many people over a period of 40 days, having many witnesses.
但路加没有具体的展开说他向哪些人显现，而是记录在其他的书卷里。
Luke in here did not elaborate who did he appear to.
因为路加想要在这里强调耶稣他所谈论的是神国的事。
Because he wanted to emphasize what Jesus mentioned is the things regarding the kingdom of heaven.
第四节到第五节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们所听见我说的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。”
Verse 4 and 5. While meeting with them, Jesus instructed them, saying, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard me speak about."For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音当中，耶稣曾经提到过这个应许。经文是这么说的：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。”
In John, here, John 14, 16 to 17, Jesus mentioned this promise. The scripture says,I will ask the Father that he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth.
耶稣也提到了关于洗礼的问题。他在马太福音当中说，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Jesus also mentioned about baptism in Matthew 3:11.Says, I baptize you with water and repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
这句话是施洗约翰说的，但是在今天的经文当中，耶稣引用了。
This is the words came from the John the Baptist, but Jesus quoted.
在第六节到第八节，他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊。”你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得到能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
In verse 6-8, when they gathered, they asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?" Jesus answered them.It's not for me to know the time or days the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
此时的门徒可能根本不关心圣灵的降临对他来说意味着什么。
At that time, the apostle probably did not care what it means when the Holy Spirit comes.
他们心里现在在想一件事。
They only thought about one thing.
以色列国什么时候能复兴
？When will the kingdom of Israel will be revived？
我们在这里可以看到。
We can see here.
门徒关心的和耶稣关心的不是一个事情。
There are two different things. They are focused on Jesus and the apostles.
接下来我们会详细的写到。我们先把第九节给大家简单的解释一下。
Let's explain verse 9.
第九节说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
When he said these words, while they were watching, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight.
耶稣说完这些话，竟然以极其荣耀而且简约的方式被接上天了。
After Jesus finished those words, he was taken up to heaven in an extreme glorious yet simple manner.
大家还记得先知以利亚是怎么被接走的吗？
Do you remember how Elijah was taken to heaven?
火车火马。
It's a chariot of fire.
耶稣是怎么被接走的吗？
How did Jesus take up to heaven?
一片云彩。
A cloud.
但是这影响不了他的荣耀。
This does not decrease his glory.
耶稣就是以这种降卑的方式向我们显示他对我们的爱。
Jesus used the most humble way to show his love.
就像他出生在马槽里一样。
Just as he was born in the manger.
他以这样的方式告诉我们，唯有耶稣还在我们还做罪的时候就为我们死，使那爱在此就向我们显明了。
So he revealed this to show us while we were sinners, he died for our sin.
第九节的经文还讲到了一个工作的交接，就是圣子和圣灵的交接。
Also in verse 9, it talks about the job transition from the Son of God to the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音十六章七节是这么说的，耶稣曾说，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。
So in John 16:7, Jesus said, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you.
这里的保惠师就是圣灵。
Here the advocate is the Holy Spirit.
我们先花了一点时间，简单的把字面的意思解释了一下。
So we spend a little time to explain just in the shallow surface.
接下来我们看这段经文当中的两个重点。
Let's look dive into the detail, the important items.
标红色的是第一个重点。
The red one is the first important.
标黄色的是第二个重点。
The yellow one is the second important themes.
第一个重点是什么呢？
What is the first important item?
大能的圣灵赐给我们国度的眼光。
The powerful Holy Spirit gave us the vision of kingdom.
四十天的时间，耶稣一直讲的是神国的事。
For 40 years, Jesus mentioned is about the kingdom of heaven.
但以色列的这些来自以色列的门徒，他们关心的是以色列的国的事。
But the apostle came from the Judea. They care about the livelihood of Israel.
神国的事和以色列国的事就形成了第一个对比。
So the first comparison is the kingdom of God and the kingdom for Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们平常讨论最多的事情。是神家的事，还是我自己的事
？So, brother, sister, do we oftenly talk about kingdom of heaven or our own matters?
这也会成为我们生活的一个重点。
This is will become our life's important items.
在旧约当中，的确有很多地方提到了神要复兴以色列的这个话题。
In the Old Testament, indeed, there are many places God mentioned that He will revive the Israel.
在弥迦书七章十一到十二节是这样说的，以色列啊，你的城墙必重修，到那日你的地界必开展，当那日人必从亚述和埃及的城邑，从埃及到大河，从这海到那海，从这山到那山，都归你们到你到那里去。
In Malachi 7:11-12 says, Israel, your walls will be rebuiltOn that day, your boundary will be extended. On that day, people will come to you from Assyria and the city of Egypt, from Egypt to the Euphrates, from sea to sea and from mountain to mountain.
以色列人最喜欢听这种话。
The Jews love to hear those.
也最关心这样的话。
And that's all they cared about.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为弥迦书在写作的时候，以色列国仍然在外邦的控制下。
Because when the book of Micah was written, the nation of Israel was captured.
没有自己的国度。
They did not have their own country.
原因是他们顽梗、悖逆上帝，上帝就把他们赶到外邦。
It's because of their own stubbornness and rebellion. God then driven them out from the promised land.
他们一直想回到耶路撒冷，重新恢复大卫时代的这种昌盛。
They always wanted to go back to Jerusalem to restore the glory of the kingdom under David.
因此，他们特别的、急切的想要神来重建以色列这个强大的国家。
Therefore, they really wanted to God rebuild this country.
但是，我们看经文上所写的，你就知道，弥迦书所写的不是现今以色列要发生的事情，而是未来要发生的事情。
So you can see that the prophet Micah wrote is not current; it's something in the future.
我们可以看到，以色列人仍然还不接受耶稣是弥赛亚这个事实。
We even till this current day, the Jewish people still rejected Jesus.
以色列的国土现在也只是这么一点。
The land is still very limited.
并没有像先知书所写的一样，从河的这边，从这边的河到那边的河。
It did not fulfill like the Micah mentioned from this river to that river.
从这边的海到那边的海。
From sea to that sea.
这是关于末日当中以色列要复国的一个预言。
This is in the end time prophecy.
我们现在正在见证这个事情的发生。
And we are start seeing this unfold.
而且终究会发生。
It will happen.
但是这不是当时的门徒要关心的事情。
But that was not the prophet at that the apostles cared about at the time.
耶稣更希望他们关心神国的事。
God wants them to be cared for the kingdom of God.
关于以色列复国的问题，当时的门徒可能会出现两种对神国的错误理解。
Regarding the issue of revival of the kingdom of Israel at that time, these disciples might have two misunderstandings.
这两个错误的理解现在在教会当中仍然存在着。
The two misunderstandings still exist among churches.
而且时常来混淆我们的焦点。
And also come to confuse and take us away from our focus.
第一个，门徒可能只是关心政治性的国度，他们希望以色列复国，脱离罗马的统治，建立强大的政治性的以色列国家。
First, the apostles maybe just only cared about the political kingdom. They hoped the Israel could be restored as a nation and free from the oppression of other countries.
第二个，门徒也许关心以色列的救恩的问题，但是他们的目光可能只是局限在以色列这个群体。
Perhaps they do care about the salvation of the Israelites, but their focus is very limited in their own people.
他们根本不关心撒玛利亚人会怎么样。
They do not care the people from Samaria.
他们忽略了上帝的国要在万国当中被彰显出来。
They underestimated God want His kingdom to all nations.
这两个问题看来对我们来说，目前看来对我们很遥远，但实际上这两个偏差在我们现今的教会普遍的存在。
It seems to be far from us, but actually in reality exists amongst us.
门徒关心政治性的以色列国，超过了关心以色列人的灵魂是否能够得救。
The apostles care about the political kingdom and not about the soul.
同样的心理，我们也有。
We have the same agenda.
我们是否关心自己的灵魂，远没有关心财富、名声、财食、安逸的生活要大得多。
Do we care about our soul more than our wealth, our status?
我们关心我们和神的关系，远没有关心我们和世界的关系。
We care more about the relationship elsewhere.Rather than relationship with God.
大家还记得什么时候我们最喜欢背诵耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏吗？
Do you remember when you like to recite that Jesus is my shepherd, I will not be want?
没钱的时候。
When we lack of finances.
没工作的时候。
When we lost jobs.
孩子升学的时候。
When the children need to go to college.
夫妻闹矛盾的时候。
When you have conflict among the husband and wife,
身体生病的时候
or you encounter sickness,
人生低谷的时候
when you're going through valleys in life,
我们就特别喜欢这些经文
we love this verse so dearly.
我们常常被无论求什么只要信就必得着
we also love this verse, no matter what you seek, you will receive.
我们把它贴到我们的办公室
put it in our office.
我们把它贴到我们的厨房
we put that in our kitchen.
我们觉得这样做，工资就会按时发，家里边的厨房永远都有菜。
We hope that our salary always constantly come, we will have food.
但是我们富足的时候
，So when we are become wealthy,
却特别讨厌一些经文。
So we don't like some of the verses.
比如，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
Like those who follow Christ will be persecuted.
比如，凡有救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
But those who want the life will lose their life.
有哪位弟兄姊妹把这两节经文贴在自己家里头的？
Who put those Bible verses in your home?
很少。
Very few.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们和门徒一样，也失去了焦点。
Because we're like the apostles, we lost focus.
求主怜悯我们，不要捡了芝麻丢了西瓜。
May God have mercy on us, so we don't major the minor.
圣经说，人若赚得全世界，却丢掉自己的性命，有什么益处呢？
The Bible said, if you gain the whole world but lose your own life, what's the purpose?
这个暑假你是要去捡芝麻，还是要去捡西瓜？
This summer, are you going to focus on the major or on the minor?
你是要为短暂的劳力，还是为永恒的劳力？
Are you working on the short-term goal or eternal goals?
你要带领你的孩子在暑假如何度过？
How will you take your children to live this summer?
这考验着我们对神的追求。
This tests us our faith in God.
第二个偏差。我们是否，我们也许会像门徒一样，只关心自己认识的，关心自己家人、自己同群族的，比如说亚洲人，而忽略了其他群体的救恩，或其他社区或其他教会的人的救恩。
So the second deviation is it possible we're like the apostles? We only care about my family, my community, my race, but neglect the other races.
在美国黑人奴隶运动发生之前
before the movement of the liberation of the black slaves in US
在南方的农场主当中有很多的基督徒
there are many actually Christians among the slave owners in the South
这些基督徒就发生了这种第二个偏差
those Christians have the second deviations
因为农场主基本上都是白人
Because the owner of the slave often are Caucasian.
他们只关心白人是否能够得救。
They only care about how the Caucasian can be saved.
他们忽略了作为奴隶的黑人的救恩。
They neglect the slave or all blacks their salvation.
他们上午去教会聚会。
They go to church in the morning.
下午就回家虐待黑奴。
In the afternoon, they go back to their home and abuse the slaves.
他们觉得黑奴不是人，他们不配拥有救恩。
Because they think the black slaves are not human, they're not worthy of salvation.
但这不是事实。
But this is not the truth.
圣经怎么告诉我们？
How did the Bible tell us?
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子耶稣赐给他们。
To give his only one and begotten son.
叫一切信他的。
So that all believing him.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Would not be destroyed, but have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
你是否为任何一个自己不认识的人而祷告过
？Brother and sister， have you ever prayed for a person you do not know？
你是否会为别的教会有人受洗而开心过
？Or are you get the feel the joy that other people in other church get baptized？
如果有个人之前是你的死对头，和你关系很不好。
If somebody who is your arch enemy,
有一天你听说他受洗了
one day you heard he was baptized,
你会高兴吗
Will you be happy?
你会像神和天使一样高兴吗
Will you rejoice like God and the angels?
路加福音说：“我告诉你们，一个人悔改，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。”In
the book of Luke 15:10, I tell you, there's a joy before the angel of God over one sinner who repents.
如果我们没有，那我们就犯了这第二个错误。If
we do not have this kind of attitude, we made the same mistakes.
在使徒行传的第一章。 门徒还没有这样国度的观念。In
the first chapter of Acts, the apostles do not have the vision of the kingdom.
但是这一切就将要改变。But
the things will change.
因为什么？
Why?
因为圣灵即将降下。Because
the Holy Spirit is coming.
圣灵的降下改变了彼得的生命，让他敢在耶路撒冷为主传讲福音。
After the downpour of the Holy Spirit, it changed the life of Peter, so he boldly preached gospel.
甚至到达他之前未曾想过的外邦地区。
To the point he never thought about going to the Gentiles.
圣灵的带领让本来迫害基督徒的保罗变成后来为着主而愿意殉道的保罗。
Because of the Holy Spirit, have changed Paul from a Christian prosecutor to a person who served the Lord, who died for him.
所以，如果你发现我们刚刚讲的两个错误你都有，
if you find that you have the same two mistakes,
我们是应该感到羞愧，
we should feel shameful.
但是不要感到灰心失望，
but do not lose heart.
因为圣灵要更新这一切，
because God will renew all these.
我们都要因着圣灵变成大能的见证。
We will, through the help of the Holy Spirit, become bold testimonies.
所以我们一定要求主能够求圣灵赐给我们国度的眼光，让我们有这样的眼光，可以重新聚集对的事情。So
we'll ask the Holy Spirit have the vision for the kingdom, so we can focus on the right thing.
让我们可以聚焦于不仅是满足我们自身需要的祷告当中。
So we can focus on the just satisfied, not satisfied our own need.
从这种祷告当中脱离出来。
We escape for these kind of prayers.
让我们为国度祷告。
We pray for the kingdom of God.
为万国祷告。
We pray for all nations.
为千千万万没有得救的灵魂祷告。
Pray for all the lost souls.
为他们能够悔改得着耶稣基督的救恩而祷告。
To pray for their repentance and salvation.
你家附近 有你从来没有打过招呼的外国人吗？
Do you have people who live amongst you never even say hi?
有你从来不去关心的黑人的邻居或墨西哥人的邻居吗？
You have neighbors, African American or Hispanic?
你要为他祷告。
You should pray for them.
因为这是神所爱的。
Because those are God loves.
我们看看第二个重点。
Let's look at the second theme.
大能的圣灵要赐给我们见证的力量。
The power of Holy Spirit will give us the mighty power for testimony.
这个主题也可以浓缩为你靠着什么而活。
It can summarize the what do you live for.
你靠着什么力量去做这一些。
What power do you draw from?
耶稣在使徒行传一章五节的时候讲了这句话，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Jesus mentioned in verse 5, John baptized with water, but a few days you'll be baptized with Holy Spirit.
约翰的水洗和圣灵的洗就做出了第二个对比。
The second contrast is between the baptism of John and the baptism of Holy Spirit.
谈到两次的洗，很多人的神经就开始警觉起来。
When they mentioned the two baptisms, people start getting alert.
我只洗了一次。
I only got baptized once.
不够吗？
Not enough?
不能得救吗？
Can I not, was I not saved?
耶稣不是这个意思。
Jesus didn't mean this way.
耶稣在这里的意思不是说基督徒需要洗两次，牧师洗一次，然后圣灵再洗一次。
Jesus didn't mean that you have to get two baptisms, one baptized by a pastor, second by the Holy Spirit.
有些教派会强调必须有说方言的能力，才证明你是受了圣灵的洗，你这才是得救的凭据。
For example, in some denominations, they emphasize you must speak in tongues to necessary proof you receive the Holy Spirit.
这种教导是完全错误的。
This is a mistake.
因为圣经告诉我们，那信而受洗的必然得救。
Because the Bible have tell us those who believe and baptized will be saved.
在以弗所书1章13到14节。 你们既听见真理的道，就是叫你们得救的福音，也信从了基督。既信了他，就应了所应许的圣灵作为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直到神之名被赎的日子，使他的荣耀得着称赞。In
Ephesians 1:13-14 says, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, who sealed with the promise of Holy Spirit." Was the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory.
在同样的书卷，保罗也提到了施洗约翰的洗和圣灵的洗。In
the same books, Paul also mentioned the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
在《使徒行传》19:1-6。Acts 19:1-6. 约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那从他以后要来的就是耶稣。他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。保罗按手在他们的头上，圣灵便降在他们的身上，他们就说方言，又说了预言。In
Acts 19:1-6, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe the one who was to come after them. That is Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul then laid his hands on them. And the Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied.
为什么耶稣和保罗都要再强调这个事情?
Why Jesus and Paul mention this?
因为当时有很多的以色列人确实受过施洗约翰的洗。
Because many Jewish people were baptized by John.
所以他们很困惑圣灵的洗和他们之前受的洗。 有什么区别?
They were puzzled. What's the difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the baptism from John?
耶稣和保罗就是在解释这个区别。
Jesus and Paul explained this to them.
施洗约翰所受的洗只是对将来圣灵给他们的洗的一个预表。
The baptism of the John is the foretell of the Holy Spirit baptism.
如果我们读福音书，你会发现一个细节。
If we read the gospel, you will see a detail.
在施洗约翰手底下受洗的人，只有一位是受过圣灵的。
Among the people who were baptized by John, only one received the Holy Spirit.
是谁呢？
Who?
耶稣。
Jesus.
耶稣在那里圣灵降下来，是预表着将来凡是信靠耶稣基督救恩的这些子民们，他都要受到圣灵的浇灌。
When Jesus was baptized by John, he received the Holy Spirit. Foretell all the people who were baptized will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以之前的施洗约翰的洗只是预表着将来那个真正圣灵降下的洗礼。So
the baptism from John is foretell the Holy Spirit baptism.
我们在受洗的时候，我们的牧师会说：“我奉父、子和谁的名给你施洗？”
When you are baptized, you are asked. The pastor often say, "I baptize you with the name of Father, Son, and."
是圣灵的名。
Holy Spirit.
就像主耶稣在马太福音28:19说的，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名，给他们施洗。
Just like Matthew 28:19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以，我们若真实的悔改，领受这种洗礼，就是接受了圣灵的洗。If
we truly repent, receive this baptism, we'll receive the baptism of Holy Spirit.
神也必赐给这样的人圣灵作为得救的凭据。God
will surely give the Holy Spirit. As the evidence of salvation.
这也是神借着先知约珥所预言的，以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
This is God used the prophet Joel in the Old Testament to pour out. Yeah.
这里的凡有血气不是说包括不信主的或者血气方刚的，不是，它是指的神的儿女。
Here we talk about all have breath is not everybody, but talk about the children of God.
在这段经文当中，除了讲到受洗的情况，耶稣还强调了圣灵要赐给门徒能力。
Not only this passage mentioned the baptism of Holy Spirit, also mentioned the power come from it.
耶稣说：“但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
Jesus said, "When you receive the baptism, you will receive power, then be a testimony to the Gentile, to the Samaria."
耶稣说：“他们将会得到很大的能力，在这些地方可以为他做见证。”
Jesus tell them that they will receive power to testify in those areas.
但对于当时的门徒来说，简直是痴人说梦。To
those apostles, it's just like a dream and achievable.
他们当时离耶路撒冷不远。They
are not far from Jerusalem.
他们在哪儿呢？
Where were they?
他们躲了起来。They
were in hiding.
因为耶路撒冷危险重重。Because
there is great danger in Jerusalem.
自从耶稣被捕之后，他们就四处逃命。After
Jesus was captured, they were scattered.
他们不愿意留在耶路撒冷。So
they did not want to stay in Jerusalem.
约翰福音也记载过，那日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。
In the John 20:19 said, on the evening of that day, the disciples were together with the door locked for fear of the Jews.
但此时耶稣对他们的吩咐是什么？But
what Jesus said to them?
你们不要离开。Do
not leave.
你们要等候。You
stay and wait.
等候圣灵的降下。Wait
for the Holy Spirit.
因为没有圣灵能力的帮持，他们凭着一腔热血是没有办法在危险的地方为耶稣做见证的。Because
without the help of the Holy Spirit, they're not able to be a testimony.
他们只能一逃再逃。They
can only just scatter and hide.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你有为自己现在目前所面临的属灵征战一逃再逃吗
？Are you trying to hide from the spiritual warfare？
你不喜欢这个教会，你逃到另外一个教会。If
you don't like this church, you escape to find other church.
因为一些家庭的困难，你甚至会离婚。Because
the difficulty at home and you just want a divorce.
但是你发现，无论逃到天涯海角，你找的另外一半是谁，你永远面临着同样的问题。
No matter where you run and find another partner, you face the same thing situation.
这样是为主耶稣做不了见证。You
cannot be a testimony for Christ.
你也见证不了神的能力。You
cannot witness His power.
耶稣说你要留下。Jesus
said, "Stay."
你要祈求圣灵的能力。Ask
for the power from the Holy Spirit.
为他做大能的见证。And
be the testimony for Him.
还记得彼得曾经说过什么吗？Remember
what Peter once said.
众人跌倒，我总不跌倒。He
said, "Well, everybody failed. I will not."
众人不认你，我总不会不认你。If
people deny you, I will not.
但耶稣却用怜爱的眼神看着彼得，说：“鸡叫几遍以前，两遍以前，你要三次不认。”But
Jesus looked upon him with mercy, said, "Before the rooster crow two times, you will deny me three times."
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们是否凭着自己宗教的热情在服侍主呢？
Are we serve the Lord just with our own ability and passion?
是否在凭借着自己的能力在给那些不信的人做见证呢？
Are we trying to preach the gospel use our own power?
我们这样爱主的心是好的。
It's good we have a heart to love the Lord.
但是神的国非人手能够建造。
But God's kingdom are not built in our hands.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们真实的悔改，信靠耶稣
，If we truly repent and trust in God，
接受圣灵住在我们里边
，Receive the Holy Spirit to live inside our hearts，
我们就必然得到得救的凭据
，We will have the evidence of salvation，
我们也有机会得到圣灵的帮助
，We will have the chance to be helped by the Holy Spirit，
但是我们注意一个问题
，But there is a question，
你有圣灵不代表你拥有圣灵全部的能力。
If you have the Holy Spirit, does not mean you have all His powers.
就好像一杯水
Just like a cup of water.
我接了1/10。
I received 10%.
这个杯子里有没有水？
Is there water in the cup?
有水。
Yes.
我把里边倒满， 里边有没有水？
If I put the water to the full, does it have water?
杯子里无论是有1/10的水， 还是有满杯的水， 这里边都是有水。
No matter you only have 10% or the full of the cup, you have water.
但是这1/10的水 可能不能够解你的渴。
But the 10% in the cup will not quench you, sir.
不能让你重新恢复力量。
Will not restore your strength.
但是到圣灵浇灌的时候， 你就满有圣灵的能力。
When you have the downpour of the Holy Spirit, you should have His full power.
我们是有圣灵。
We have Holy Spirit.
但我的罪可能时常阻拦了圣灵的工作。
But our sin often hinders His work.
在以弗所书5章18节， 使徒保罗劝诫以弗所教会的人是这么说的。
In Ephesians 5:18, and Paul tried to counsel the people there.
你们不要醉酒， 酒能使人放荡， 乃要被圣灵充满。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹， 现在的生活在被什么所充满？
So what your life are filled with now?
我们可能被家庭的大事小事所充满。
All the things, tedious things in our house.
我们可能为自己儿女上学的事而充满。
Or we're troubled by our children's education.
弟兄姊妹现在的快乐又从何而来呢？
Where did your joy come from?
我们去到一个好看的城市， 看到美丽的风景， 我们会快乐。
We saw beautiful sceneries while traveling.
这种快乐充满了我们。
This makes us happy.
但是这一切的快乐都是短暂的。
But those happiness is short-lived.
我们用这些快乐来取代了圣灵充满我们， 给我们的真正的喜乐的机会。
We use those small happiness to replace the opportunity that Holy Spirit can bring us true joy.
我们看看耶稣怎么说。
Let's see what Jesus said.
但圣灵降临在你们身上， 你们就必得着能力， 并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
When you receive the power with the Holy Spirit come on you, you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
这段话看起来好像是在讲去哪儿。
This passage seems to be telling you where to go.
但是他还讲到了靠谁去。
But this also emphasizes with whose power.
我们当时靠着圣灵的能力去。
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们自己心里会清楚， 这些短暂的快乐 虽然不合神的心意， 但是我们也只能如此。
We know in our heart, even though this short-lived happiness will not be true joy, but we have no other choice.
我不能够像保罗一样传福音这么喜乐。
I could not be like Paul to preach the gospel with full joy.
当我给我的朋友传福音， 我看到他的脸色越来越难看， 我的喜乐就没有了。
When I preach the gospel to our friend, I see their face changed, then we lost our joy.
我看到我好不容易把我的先生带到教会来。
I see that I've tried so hard to bring my husband to church.
牧师一讲悔改的信息， 我的先生脸色就极为难看， 我的喜乐就没有了。
The pastor tell the message of repentance, my husband's face turned dark.
其实我们是知道什么是好的。
We know what is good.
其实我们是知道我们该做什么。
We know what to do.
但是我们没有能力。
But we have no power.
为什么？
Why?
我们凭着自己的力气去跟随主。
Because we are following him with our own strengths.
但是这一切将要被改变。
But those things will change.
因为圣灵要赐给我们能力。
Because the Holy Spirit gave us power.
这是耶稣的宣告， 凭着他的权柄来宣告圣灵将改变这一切。
This is Jesus' declaration through his power, through the Holy Spirit power will change.
耶路撒冷有生死的危险。
There is death threat in Jerusalem.
在犹太全地满了这些盲目自满自义的犹太人们。
In the whole Judea is full of those boasting self-sufficient people.
他们觉得自己比撒玛利亚人更洁净。
They think they are more holy than the people from Samaria.
在撒玛利亚里面有很多的偶像。
Because there is lots of false idols in Samaria.
有世界的掺杂。
there's a worldly entanglement.
我怎么能去改变它呢？
How do we change that?
在地极之处有这么多不明白的危险在里边隐藏，我怎么能去传福音呢？
There are so many hidden dangers in the end of the earth. How do I preach?
但这一切神都要改变。
But God will change everything.
因为圣灵的能力要降在他的子民身上。
Because the power of the Holy Spirit descends upon you.
所以我们服侍主不是靠着自己的能言善辩。
So we serve the Lord, do not rely on our own eloquency.
不是靠着我们的社会地位。
It's not our status.
而是单单靠着那加给我们力量的圣灵。
Only rely on the one who gave us true power.
我们就凡事都可以做。
Then we can do all things.
之前传福音传不动。
Before we have it so difficult to preach the gospel.
我每次到教会都不想认识新的人。
We come to church, we do not want to meet new people.
不想给他传福音。
I do not want to preach God.
免得他给我坏的脸色看。
I don't want them to be mad at me.
但圣灵要更新这一切。
But God will renew.
你祈求主能够帮你完成这个愿望。
You ask God for this.
以后你就可能是最早来到教会的。
Maybe you'll be the first one come to church.
坐在门口。
And stay in the doorsteps.
就看今天有什么新的朋友过来。
And to see who's the new friends here.
我第一个给他传福音。
I'll preach the gospel to him.
靠着那加给我们力量的，我们就凡事都可以。Through
the one who gave us the power, we can do all things.
所以保罗说：“立志行善由得我，行不出，行出来由不得我。”So
the Paul said, "I wanted to do good things, but I could not do it."
我们必须依靠圣灵的力量，我们要常常的祈求。So
we have to rely on the Holy Spirit's power. We should earnestly pray for it.
所以到第二章当中，我们就看到了圣灵降下的时候，这一切都改变了。
We can see in the chapter 2 where the descent of the Holy Spirit, everything changed.
加拉太书5章25节说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
In Galatians 5:25 says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
我们的祷告时常是我们先想好主意，然后让神去完成它。
But often when we pray, we wanted to make up the decision, we want God to accomplish it.
因为我觉得我的计划太完美了。
We think our plan is great.
上帝，你只要稍微用点力，这个计划就会实现。So
God, if you give add a little strength, this will accomplish.
这是凭着我们自己的能力。This
is rely on our own strength.
祷告就成了一个修饰。These
are just a superficial act.
但是我们却很少去查考圣经教我们该怎么做。But
we rarely to read the Bible what the Bible wants us to do.
我们很少静下来祈求圣灵给我们力量完成这一切。
We rarely quiet our heart to read, to ask for the Holy Spirit power.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们学会依靠圣灵，对我们的属灵成长是有巨大的益处。
It's a great benefit if we learn to rely on the Holy Spirit.
教会不能没有圣经。
We cannot without the Bible.
但是同样也不能没有圣灵。
On the same token, we could not lack of the Holy Spirit.
圣经与圣灵是一个硬币的两面，是一个都不能缺少。
The Bible and the Holy Spirit is the two sides of a coin.
我们在教会当中，尤其在聚会当中，你可能会发现有两拨人会先后到达。
In the among the church, you see two group of people will come early.
喜欢敬拜、赞美、祷告的会先来。
Like to worship and pray, they'll come early.
喜欢听讲道的会后来。
The people who like to listen to the preaching will come later.
我们可能活在一种神的话和圣灵的能力不平衡的这种关系里。
We live in imbalance of God's word and the Holy Spirit power.
有些人觉得圣经的话更重要，他觉得祷告和赞美反而是次要的。这样的弟兄姊妹，我们要想一想，自己是否 仅仅是偏爱圣经的道理，靠着自己的能力，而不依靠圣灵的能力。
A people who enjoy God's word, but they think worship and the pray are not that important. Brother and sister, if you like such, are you just relying on your own strengths?
有些人敬拜的时候、唱歌的时候、祷告的时候非常的火热。
Some of them worship and pray, they're really on fire.
但是听牧师讲道的时候，心思就完全不在这里。
But after they listen to pastors preaching, so they are thinking elsewhere.
有时候做决定的时候，只要感觉是对的， 感觉平安的，他就觉得这是一定是神他所喜悦的。
When making do things, they'll rely on their feeling. If they feel peace, they think it's from God.
这样非常的危险。
This is very dangerous.
因为神的感动不会超出他自己的话语。
Because God's move will not beyond His words.
所以不要在教会在争论，是祷告比较重要还是读经比较重要。
So do not argue whether prayer or reading the Bible, which one more important?
都重要。
Equally important.
如果你之前来教会只是为了听讲道
，If before you come to church only just want to listen to the message,
我鼓励你早早的到。
I encourage come early.
因为你要透过赞美，你要透过祷告，要寻求圣灵的帮助，让我们能够听明白神的话语。
Because through the worship and the prayer, you can hear the words of Holy Spirit.
所以第二点的应用是什么呢
？So what's the application?
切切的恳求主，求圣灵赐我们见证的能力。
So we get earnestly pray to God, give us the power to testify.
让我们成为神的器皿，在不同的族群和文化中能够为耶稣做见证。
So we become a vessel that in all nations we could be a testimony.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord help us.
学会依靠圣灵。
To rely on the power of Holy Spirit.
最后，我简单的总结一下。
And last, I'll do the summary.
圣灵赐给我们国度的眼光，圣灵也赐给我们见证的力量。
The Holy Spirit gave us the vision for the kingdom. And also, He gave us the power to testify.
有了正确的方向。
We have clear directions.
有了正确的力量。
We have the clear powers.
你还担心自己不能经历神的大能吗
？Do you still worry you cannot experience God's power?
你还担心生命不能得到翻转吗
？You still worry that your life will not be renewed?
不会的。
No.
因为靠着那加给我们力量的，我们就凡事都可以做。
Through the one who gave us strength, we can do all things.
我们起来祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our heavenly Father.
真理的圣灵。
We ask your Holy Spirit.
求你来到我们的心中。
To come to our heart.
改变我的生命。
Change my life.
求你充满我的心。
Fill my heart.
让我满有圣灵来的能力，为主耶稣基督复活做大能的见证。
So we have the power of the Holy Spirit to testify for Christ.
让我明白圣经。
So I can understand the Bible.
我也能依靠圣灵。
I can rely on the Holy Spirit.
主啊
，Dear Lord，
开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
Have mercy on me.
我需要你。
I need you.
我需要圣灵的帮助。
I need the help from the Holy Spirit.
我需要你话语的引导。
I need your words lead me.
求你听我的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
I ask you to listen to my prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们一起起立，我们唱首回应诗歌。
Please stand and sing a response.